Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to my show, the Queen Chima Show. I'm so excited that you are all with me right now, and I hope I'm live, because sometimes you just don't know. You can think you're live, but you're not live. So I'm just really delighted that you're here. And basically, I'm going to be talking today about how to break into the media. I haven't done this show for such a long time because I've been busy doing beauty pageant events, organizing lots of events for pageants. My pageant is called UK Sizzling Beauty. And I've also been busy with the whole idea of doing other things, such as, you know, lots of different courses I've been joining, and also traveling. I've been traveling to lots of different cities and countries, and organizing lots of live workshops and so on and so forth. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the 7 ways for you to break into the media. Now, basically, I really do think that the media can do so much for you. And I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about like what the media can do for you, the different ways that you can use the media. And so really and truly, I believe that you could use the media in many different ways. You could use the media for charity fundraising. So let's say you're an athlete, for example, you want to raise money for charity, you want to boost the idea of you winning the marathon or winning a triathlon, if that's what they call it, I don't even know how to say it, a triathlon, I think. Basically, you want to win that, and you basically need those votes, you need the media to get behind you, because I'm not saying that you're going to win because you are in the media, but it does help to have the support of the, you know, having fans and the media behind you. That can sometimes boost your confidence, which could help you to perform better in a competition. Or like, for example, with a beauty pageant, the more press releases you get, the more chances you have of winning the Miss Publicity Award. Let's say you're in your company at work, the more press you get and media recognition, the more chance that you will have a promotion, or maybe it could lead to other opportunities within your career. So let's say you're working as an events organizer, and then you get put onto the intranet as, you know, the most inspirational staff of the week or something like that. That could boost your chance of being seen by some of the directors within your company. That could lead to other promotions or other opportunities. And the reason why I know this is because when I was working somewhere, I remember I was working, I got featured onto our intranet, and it didn't take 2 weeks before I got a promotion, and I became the communications officer, which was not my job before. So I had this like additional role that was given to me because they thought like, oh my gosh, she's so amazing, she's so talented, she's just, we didn't know you do these other things, we didn't know you sing, we didn't know you, you know, have this other star quality, so we want you to be in charge of our communications. But it might have like helped that I did study communications. I studied communications and law, and then I changed my degree to mass communications and sociology, so maybe that also had something to do with it. Okay, so moving on now, another way that you can use the media is, let's say, just for yourself, to build your own profile. So let's say you're the kind of person, you're a mediapreneur, or maybe you are somebody that is highly, highly, highly into publicity. You may be the type of person that really wants to be a TV presenter, a motivational speaker, an author, a coach. Maybe you want to be a singer or something like that, a dancer, a host. Maybe you want to host events. Maybe you do these things already. You can use and leverage the media to build your profile. And sometimes people just want to be important for stuff. So maybe you're into politics, you're into some kind of organization or charity work and everything like that. I know a lot of young people and mature people that really love to use the media, want to look high profile. They like anything to do with publicity. And even church, for example, as well, churches, they may want to use the media as well to boost their church, to spread the good word of what they're doing and so on and so forth. So I'm giving you like different ways you can use the media or why it would be important. So it's not just important to somebody that wants a TV interview because they want to be famous. This is actually a way to get your message out there into the world. It's a way to promote good causes. And also being in the media is a very good way to share, you know, like your inspirational story, to share the work about your business, and to help other people that are less fortunate in terms of, you know, maybe there's someone out there that you could inspire with your message or with your business or with your words of encouragement. So you just never know what could happen. Okay, so I'm now going to give you the 7 ways that you can break into the media. There are lots of different ways. I'm not going to cover all of them. I'm just going to cover 7. So let's go right in. But before we do, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story, just briefly. I'm not going to go into it much. But basically, My name is Queen. I am an international motivational speaker and a success coach. And basically, I am also I'm also a professional singer. I'm the director of UK Sterling Beauty. And I would say that my talents have unfolded as time has gone on. You know, I started off just focusing on singing, and that was all I cared about. I wanted to be a professional singer, and I did a lot of that. And then one day I got this opportunity to move to Cyprus. And basically, it was one of the opportunities of a lifetime. Now, I didn't say, as much as I wanted to say yes, I was, you know, giving them a bit of like, they wanted me to move out within days. So I really had to think about it. But to cut a long story short, I did actually decide that I wouldn't say yes or no. And they actually said they're going to postpone the opportunity. I think it was because I was stalling a little bit. But I didn't blame myself, to be honest, because I realized that I can't just make a big decision like that within, you know, 3 or 4 days. That's what they wanted me to do, move out in 3 or 4 days. I was actually working at the time, and we were on Easter holiday. So it happened on Good Friday. I got that phone call Good Friday. That was like one of the best phone calls I've ever had. And like I said, I didn't just, you know, I couldn't make a decision because I couldn't even speak to my manager to let her know what happened. I couldn't just quit the job that I was in because I was actually working with young people. And it was really young children as well at that time. So it was like I couldn't just leave them in the lurch. But at the same time, obviously, my dream was very, and it is obviously very important to me. So obviously, I knew that it was a bit like a catch-22, and I probably would have gone for it if I believed I was meant to go for it. But something inside of me said there was still more work to be done in the UK. So I spoke to my mum's friend, who was actually a mentor at the time, and I realized within myself, and well, through the advice I was given, he said to me, well, if you don't go for it, actively seek opportunities. So I just decided within myself I was going to actively seek opportunities. And I started to enter beauty pageants because I basically started to apply for everything I saw online through this website called Star Now. So there were a lot of auditions and castings and other agencies as well that I would just join, apply. Because before then, I was only doing talent shows. But then when this, you know, the opportunity came for me to go to Cyprus, I realized that, you know, I could do more. So I started to apply for anything. And basically, it all led to publicity, or led to the different opportunities. I remember being in the film Street Dance, the movie 3D. And it was Street Dance 2. And basically, sorry, what am I talking about? I'm talking about Step Up to the Streets, that movie. And basically, they filmed a part of it in London. And so I went there, basically a whole day of filming. It was so tedious, it was so long, so tiring, so wonderful. However, it was one of the, you know, a little really, really big breakthrough for me, because it was the first time I had ever been in a film, even though I was only an extra, but I was still in the film. You know, and then I did things like worked with ITV for 4 Weddings, which was a pilot. It was a very, very big day of filming again. I was exhausted. However, it was one of the best days of my life. I got to really experience what it was like to be on a Hollywood set, because it was just like a Hollywood set. I really loved it. It was very interesting. And I really did learn a lot about what it takes to be on camera and how many retakes you need to do, how many times it needs to be, you know, all of the lights, camera and action, and how positive and enthusiastic you need to be, whether you're tired or not. As time went on, I basically continued to do lots of auditions and castings, and I went on to different shows. My biggest TV appearance was on ITV Dinner Date. I remember back and forth emailing with them, with the lady that was trying to get me onto the show. And it was just like back and forth. And it got to the point where I was even thinking, you know, do I really want to do this? But then I thought, yeah, I do really want to do this, because I know it's going to be a very good opportunity. But I knew it was going to definitely get me out there and people would recognize me. Like, I've had people on the street so much come up to me and say, oh my goodness, you're that girl from Dinner Date, you're that lady from Dinner Date. Or people have emailed me consistently, whether it be from my blog, whether it be through Facebook, whether it be through, sometimes people go, you know, get through to me through a text message if they have my business number or something like that. Not that my business number is necessarily out there to be displayed, but it's, you know, on the UK Sterling Beauty website, people might just text that number. But the point I want to make to you is that, you know, people discovered me through that. And also, and I would say another breakthrough for me was when I would sing, I actually was invited to sing in front of the governor of Nigeria, and that was an event where he actually didn't attend that time. I've been invited 3 times to do this, and the two times he was there. One time he wasn't there. However, the event was still for him. It was like a celebration event for him. And basically, I met someone there. You know, like when you meet people, you're like, oh, you know, they give you a business card. They give you their business card, and you're like thinking, oh, this is not going to really turn into anything. Normally, to be honest with you, I never even bother really much with business cards. I normally just receive it. I just look at it. Oh, thank you. Very nice. And I normally just don't bother. But this man was a TV presenter. He wanted me to be on his show. He said that he would love to invite me onto the show. And it actually turned out to be one of the biggest breakthroughs for me, because before then, like if I really back up, back down then, that was like 2008 or something, or maybe 2006. And I, at that point, had only been on like 2 TV shows. I'd been on BBC One, which was my first breakthrough in television. My first ever TV appearance when I was about 8 years old. Basically, the BBC came to my school to interview us about the Queen. And then the only reason why I knew I was on TV, even though I knew I was being filmed, but the way I knew was when my auntie called me and said, oh my God, I just saw you on TV. So it was just like one of those ones. You're famous. I mean, even though I really wasn't famous. But, and then the next time I was on it, I was on a program called Is She MTV. And basically, that was a really, really fun program. And I got to flash on TV a bit. But it wasn't obviously that much on TV, but we had a lot of filming that day, so it was really wonderful. Like I said, for years later, I didn't ever have any more TV appearances. However, I was studying mass communications and sociology. That was my degree. But before then, I was doing media studies at college. And so I was used to being in front of the camera a lot, because we had to make videos. We had to learn everything about the media and everything like that. So I was always building my skills and building my experience until I met that guy, you know, and that those experiences and my skills and the education became something that was really well matured or well developed, to the point that I could now be on television and actually be on television regularly and be on it for like an hour all the time. So that was like the point where I stopped being just the, you know, the one-off TV appearance here or there. It was more like, this is now, it's led into me being on television all the time. So with pageants as well, same kind of thing. I started to go on television a lot because of that. And I ended up being on so many different TV shows, but also I was in OK Magazine the first time I entered a pageant. And basically, that's a very big deal, by the way, because in the UK, OK is only really for celebrities. So for someone to feature in that without being a celebrity is a very, very big deal. It's a bit like going to the House of Parliament and speaking there, which I've had the opportunity to do. Not everybody will get that kind of opportunity. So I feel like the opportunities I had, especially when I featured in OK, it was like a big sign to me to keep going with the pageants, which I did. And obviously now I have my own pageant, UK Dazzling Beauty. UK Dazzling Beauty has been in the media 50 times, over 50 times. And basically, we have literally 50 press releases, which includes some features in magazines as well. We've been on BBC Radio, Different Girls, and myself have been on it too. And I have learned so much about media. And I must admit that doing my A-levels, you know, with one of the A-levels being in media studies, and then also having the degree in mass communications and sociology. Mass communications is like media studies. I'm telling you that now. Like, I'm telling you now that me doing that degree and me doing the A-level as well, like one of the A-levels, those two things really were breakthroughs for me. They were, because I basically, when not even just that, when I studied communications and law as well, it was the same thing. I also learned a lot about the Nollywood industry, the Hollywood industry, American cinema, and then I had to do one of my modules, which was on screenwriting and script writing and stuff like that. So I learned so much. And sometimes we think whatever we're learning is just going through one ear and out the other. But really, it was really, I was digesting all this information. And I remember when I was studying mass communications at university, I would ask them if I could borrow the equipment, like, can I borrow the camera to film, to edit? And then I started to make videos on YouTube doing that. And that's how I started to get out there, creating my own show rather than it being just me always being featured on something. And fast forward many years later, I can, like I said, I don't know if you've read it, but I've been on television over 100 times. I've done lots of TV presenting. I've done hosting. I have basically done lots of vox pops. So that means like interviewing people on the streets. And I have been in showreels. I've been in adverts. I have, like I said, been on ITV Dinner Date, which is a very big channel in the UK. You know, to go on to a national TV show is a very big deal. And but at the same time, I've still got some way to go, but I'm really happy with my achievements so far. So that's why I'm here now, giving you some advice on how you can go out and do the same. You know, like I said, there are so many ways that you could really use the media to build your brand, to build your business, to build your profile, and to be more significant to the people that are following you. Because at the end of the day, you can blow your own trumpet about yourself all day long. You can use all the testimonials as well, which is very good. But all of it's just paper. It's all just written information. It's like, okay, you're blowing your own trumpet. Who cares? Okay, your fans are blowing your trumpet. How do we know if it's real anyway? It could just all be made up. Whereas when it's the media, when it's printed into a magazine, into a newspaper, on the online website, that is a stamp that you can't even edit their website. You can't take back the press release that goes out. And that's how you know that you really are being given recognition that goes beyond yourself or goes beyond your fans. And your fans will take you more seriously too. And it also shuts up a lot of the critics as well, like all those people that mock you and think your business is rubbish or think that you are going nowhere fast. When you feature in the media, even if it's bad, sometimes, you know, they actually say that bad publicity, any publicity is good publicity. So even if it's bad press, it sometimes is also considered to be good press because of the fact that any publicity is publicity. So, however, obviously we want the good stuff. So I'm going to tell you how you can build your profile, how you can break into the media, and I'm going to be giving you 7 ways. So let's dive right in. Okay, so number one, it's all about building a strong profile, strong online profile, a strong following on social media. How you do this, I'm going to give you lots of tips. Okay, so number one, you build a strong online presence by making, like, one of the great things that I love that Alex Speedon talks about, you know, through her amazing course, which is called Feel Good Blogging, which I did take. She talks about this in her videos as well. If you go to youtube.com/Alex Speedon, you'll be able to watch some of her videos. And she talks about the whole idea of you knowing your 3 brand words. And I know that Danielle Laporte talks about this too. I think she mentioned that she got this idea from her. So how do you want people to feel about you and your brand, or you and your YouTube, your Facebook, your Instagram, Twitter, blah, blah, blah? How do you want people to feel? Some of you, the way you post things, you're basically communicating a message that you want people to think you're boring, irritating, and you are very angry. So everything you're posting is displaying you as an angry person, as an irritating person, and as a very boring person. Some of you are displaying yourself as exciting, fun, and lively. So people are thinking, oh my gosh, she's so fun, so lively, so excited, because of the way you post things on social media. And the list goes on. So really what you want to do is you really want to figure out, what are my 3 brand words? What do I want to stand for? What do I believe in? Do I want to be represented in the media or on social media? How do I want people to see me? And start to build that into everything you do. Come up with 3 brand words and sprinkle them into every platform that you use. So if you're on Instagram, you want to be in line with your brand words. If you are on Facebook, Twitter, you want to be posting everything that will be in line with your brand words. So my 3 brand words are inspirational, motivational, and fabulous, okay, or glamorous, right? So I want people to think of me in that way. I want them to think, oh my goodness, Queen Chama is so fabulous, like in the sense of she wears these dresses, she's got these wonderful videos, she's, you know, you can just tell she's someone that wants to travel, she wants to do things in life, she just loves to smile, and you know those types of people that are just that kind of, the celebrity factor is sprinkled on them in some way. So yeah, I want people to think, oh my goodness, she's amazing, she's just wonderful. But at the same time, I want them to be inspired by what I say, what I do. So I'm always posting something that's inspirational, encouraging, uplifting. I'm not there posting negativity every day. I don't go onto Instagram and say, hate the world, I hate people, you all stink, you're all ugly. I don't do that because that's not in line with my vision, my brand words. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I try to avoid ranting. I try to avoid saying the wrong things. I try to avoid being someone that's up and down as well. Even though, don't get me wrong, sometimes I do, you know, slip up and say the wrong thing or post something that I didn't really want to post. Because we are human beings, we can be emotional sometimes, we can be fickle. We're not just designed to be, you know, extremely, we're not like steel, we are humans. So there will be times where, yes, you will accidentally rant and then you have to delete it or something like that. But don't get into a habit of it. Don't make it be like every single day you're always moaning, you're always complaining, you're always posting things that make you look like you're up and down. One minute you're this way, the next minute you're that way. So try and be very consistent. Now, the way you can do this as well is I just want you to really study a lot of the celebrities that are online. I mean, you might think, oh, you know, I'm not really into all of that, but I understand what you're saying. Just, you know, hear me out for a moment when I say this. Please do just do some research, just as a general guide as to what's working and what's not working. So the first way you want to do this is to, like, look at who is not really rocking it on social media, on your friends list. Who is boring? Who is stale? Who is not exciting you? Who is not inspirational? Who is not really doing it for you in terms of, you know, being a role model, being a mentor, being encouraging, whatever? Okay, really look at that person and be like, okay, how can I stop being like this person? How can I stop having a brand that's boring like theirs? Maybe you even need to delete these people because they're just taking up space on your social media. I know that sounds a bit cruel. However, unless you want to inspire them, sometimes it is important to also go through your list and declutter. Because some of those people that you're on, you know, that are on your friends list, if you're always constantly reading their posts and it's always negative, it's draining you down and it's affecting your brand and it's affecting you, your power to attract the media, basically. Because if you think about the people in the media, they're only mainly associated with people in the media too. So they keep themselves to themselves, or they keep themselves with people that are on their level or even above their level because they really want to stretch and move forward. So you really got to think to yourself, how can I do that too? Okay, so another thing you want to do is, you know, I need to water at this moment, so just give me 1 second. I can usually pause this, but I can't even actually see the pause button. I actually want to pause and actually cough because I really need to. But yeah, I'll try not to cough. Basically, like I said, one of the things that you really need to do is also look at the people that are shining on social media too. So who is really, really rocking it? I really want you to think about that person and think, you know, what can I learn from them? How can I be more like them? Sorry, my throat's like going a bit dry. So you've got to think to yourself, oh my goodness, how can I learn from them? How can I become more like them? So, you know, you want to look at the Chanel brand. You want to look at Burberry brand. You want to be looking at, you know, Kim Kardashian. I mean, I know that you do it objectively. Don't just do it like, oh my goodness, I'm going to copy them. I'm going to be like them. Just do it as an experiment to see what's working and what's not working. So keep on doing lots of research on people that are really standing out on social media, because people that are standing out on social media, these people are actually, they have lots of fans, they are really shining, and they are definitely the types of people that will be attractive to the media. If they are attractive to you, they are also attractive to the media, because the media are looking for stars just like you are. So learn from people that are inspirational in the media and try and sprinkle this into all you do. Number two, it's all about being more charismatic. Okay, so if you want to basically break into the media, you need to be a charismatic person. What does this mean? This means you need to smile lots. You need to be positive. You need to be enthusiastic. You need to be optimistic. People in the media are always smiling, always lively, always happy, always celebrating. They always are on the more festive side of life. And they are the types of people that if they're having a bad day, you don't really know that they're having a bad day. And that's how you need to be. You need to be the kind of person that's consistently always smiling, always happy, always cheerful. And I know that sounds very unrealistic, and there will be times where you need to, like, you know, cry, or times where you'll be moody. But that's not how you'll be living in the media. Like, when you're in the media, you need to keep the smile on. You need to wave to your fans. You need to you know, be able to speak in an interview, and if the interviewer irritates you, you need to be able to not show that you're irritated. You need to be able to be like, oh my goodness, oh, you know, oh, that was so funny what you said. You are just so funny. You know, you need to be able to sometimes have quick wit and turn things on its head and stuff like that. So let's say you're being interviewed and you're getting very frustrated because they're asking you stupid questions. When you're trying to make it big, or when you're trying to, you know, break into the media for the first time, or you're going through that phase where you're really trying to get your name out there, the last thing you want to do is just attack the person that's interviewing you and say, you know, how dare you ask me that question? How, you know, you're so rude. Who do you think you are? You're just literally going to be walking out of that interview and not getting any other interviews if you act like that. So you need to build your name, your following, to a certain level that even if you do get a little bit cheeky, you have people behind you that can PR everything and give you, you know, really sort things out if you make mistakes. If you think about Chris Brown, for example, you know, I mean, I'm not judging him, by the way, but I'm just saying that when he had that situation, you know, with Rihanna, everybody just went into one. But at the end of the day, he had a very good PR team. So obviously they were able to really make everything smooth. And, you know, obviously he's been able to really have a very good comeback in the industry, even though, but the thing is, because he had a very good reputation before that, people knew that, okay, he's made a mistake. However, he has also done very good work in the world, and the good he had done was still very powerful in the eyes of a lot of his fans, even though he did lose a lot of fans as well. So I definitely want to encourage you to just do very good work in the world. And, you know, like I said, being very charismatic is very, very central. So number three is all about attending live events. Okay, if you're just going to be like sitting behind a laptop all the time, watching television all the time, you go to work, you come home, you're just going to be gossiping about people and watching what everyone's doing on social media and just sitting there and just watching. Believe me, you're not going to get into the media very fast. So what you want to really do is you really, really need to start attending live events. And I'm telling you this now that is the key to breaking into the media. That's one of the biggest keys, because as much as you can send your press releases, as much as you can do all these other things that I'm going to mention, if you're not going to events, believe me, you're just seen as this like online celebrity, and that's it. It's like people want to see you in the flesh. They don't want to just, you know, watch you on television and then that's it. They want to know like, okay, this person, they really do attend events. They really are a person that's involved in the community. They're involved in live events. They're involved in, they can actually meet you. People want to meet you. That's why if you think about these YouTubers, they even have meetup days and so on and so forth. So I want to encourage you to, oh my God, my goodness, my throat. Give me 1 second. Let me just drink some more water. Okay, so I really do encourage you, my wonderful listener, to really, 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 really definitely consider attending live events. And I'm going to tell you the type of events to tend to attract publicity. Number one, seminars. Number two, conferences. Number three, don't think about your personal events, even though it's good to go to personal events like weddings and so on and so forth. But if you're trying to attract the media, think about fairs, exhibitions, trade shows. It could be a car race show, a the horses. It could even be fun activities such as golf, canoeing, and so on and so forth. You basically just want to show people that you're up to big things in the world. You're doing fun things. But the most important thing you want to do when you attend these events is you want to be taking pictures, and you want to be uploading them onto your blog or your website or Facebook, Instagram, and so on and so forth. But you don't just want to upload one picture with your iPhone and it was a dodgy, blurry picture. It needs to be high quality. If you want to act like you're in the media, if you want to act like, oh my goodness, I am a high profile person, then you need to have high quality pictures and lots of them. So for example, when I go to events, I went to the World Congress Conference once, which was a few years ago. This year I went to the Comparative Education Society Conference in Bulgaria, which I go to often. I've been there 5 times now. And I went to Nigeria last year. Actually, I went to Nigeria twice.
I went to Abuja, I went to Biafra State, I went to Port Harcourt. And as much as I had, you know, my own affairs and activities going on, I actually focused on also uploading images of the important things I was doing in Nigeria, not just having fun and everything. I uploaded images of me speaking at a conference, being in the conference. Well, I didn't speak at the conference, but I did some TV presenting at the conference. But I also, when I say speak, I was interviewed at the conference, and I was a participant of the conference. It was a science and technology conference and an education conference, and it was really wonderful. It was really, really high profile. And I actually got to stay at a mansion, a couple of mansions, when I was in Nigeria because of this event. And I definitely want to say, like I said, that I did speak to people when I was at the event. I did network. And I met someone there that even said to me, would you do some TV presenting? Which this opportunity wouldn't have come if I hadn't actually spoke to the person and just said, hey, you, hello, yes, I actually do TV presenting too in the UK. And basically try to give some of my TV, my filming tips to them as well, which was obviously a bit cheeky of me, but I had some really good ideas of how the, you know, how they could film slightly better. And that's another thing in terms of like attending events. It's not just about going there and just watching the event. You sit down, you watch it, you go home. No, you need to interact. You need to speak to the videographer, the photographer. You need to, because they can take your pictures or film you and send you clips if you ask. You know, I remember once I went to this event and I took a picture of Katie Price. I met her at the professional beauty exhibition at Excel London. And it was so, I was so happy to meet her and took lots of pictures. Everybody took pictures and everyone took pictures. But unfortunately, for some reason, nobody's, like, I couldn't find the picture because the guy that took the picture with my phone, he didn't take it properly. So he took, like, half of our body, number one. And then that everyone else that had taken a picture, I couldn't find someone that had the picture, which was really weird because about 50 people or 100 that had taken a picture. And I'm like, where is somebody that's taken this picture? So a photographer was there anyway, and he basically said to me, look, I don't have the picture. However, I would love to take your picture now if you want. I'll take a few pictures and I'll put them on the website, and I'll also send them to you. I'll send you the link if you give me your number. Not even the number, I think it was the email. So I sent him my email, gave him my business card. And he said to me that he would, you know, send it to me, which he did. And, you know, I got some free pictures just like that. Just because I spoke to a photographer, he took me a few pictures on the spot. I got those pictures, uploaded them to my website. Or I think I sent, you know, I sent a link to everyone saying, oh, check this out. So this is what you want to be doing often. You want to be networking with the right people. If you want to be in the media, you need to start speaking to people in the media. These videographers, the photographers, the TV hosts or the presenters at these events, you want to be mingling with them. Okay, so now I'm going to go on to the next step. And that is for you to start building a successful online show online. To be honest with you, I'm going to tell you what it takes to be successful in the media. It takes you being, I love this word that Fabian Fredrickson talks about, which, you know, maybe even slightly a very kind of weird thing to say, because I believe there's only one omnipresent person, which is God. However, one thing that Fabian Fredrickson says, which is really true, is that we need to be omnipresent online, basically online, or like everywhere in terms of your, you know, like for example, people need to know that, okay, if I go to a live event, I could meet her. If I go to YouTube, she's there. If I go to Facebook, she's there. If I go to Instagram, she's there. But not just there in a very boring way. You go there, there's no updates, there's no pictures, no videos. There's just nothing. If you've got to do it in a way where, oh my goodness, when they're amazed. Like if I go now to Fabian Fredrickson's Facebook, I'm like, wow, it's up to date. There's so many images there. There are so much inspirational quotes. If I go to her Instagram, same thing. If I go to her YouTube, it's like, wow, lots of wonderful, rich videos. If I check my inbox, I might see an email from her because she emails every week. So the point is she's everywhere. She's omnipresent. Do you get what I mean? Like, not talking about omnipresence in the sense of being God, but I mean, like, you know, you check your email, I've got an email from her.
It's basically she's showing that she's consistent. That's the best word to describe it. So what you want to do is the same thing. You want to give your audience, your fans and your followers and the media, this idea of your consistency, that you are always creating content, that you have a live show. I just believe that if you want to be in the media, you need to be the media too. So you need to actually become the media where people, you know, they can interview you, they can be curious about what you're doing. So having like your own podcast show, your own YouTube channel, your own online radio show, somewhere where they can also test and try you as well, because, you know, the paparazzi might want to put you into a magazine, into like an editor, for example. They might want to feature in their magazine, but they want to know, is this person shady? Have they done dodgy deals? Are they honest? Are they genuine? But what they can do is they can research you and start looking at everything you do and be like, oh my goodness, this person is amazing. You know, we've done lots of research on them. They're always consistent. And, you know, as reviews, there's lots of testimonials. I can watch them for myself and I can basically sense if they're authentic or if they're not authentic. And this is going to really increase your chances of being in their magazine or on their TV show or on their website or whatever. Okay, so definitely want to encourage you to do that, to just really, really be getting yourself out there with the idea of creating a show and being consistent with that show. So I would recommend something like having your own blog, having a YouTube channel, having a podcast. I think you should have at least 3 or 4 things that you're doing. If you're just relying on one thing, I don't think it's going to really work. I mean, you could even have a private Facebook group, but how is the media going to know that you have a private Facebook group? Of course, you can talk about your private Facebook group, but at the end of the day, they don't really just care about a private Facebook group. They care about what you're doing in the world, the events you're attending, the people that you know, who you're mingling with, and they care about like whether you were at the, you know, the award show or whether it be, you know, what's the latest blog that you have out there or what's the latest video, because they like to see something. They don't want to know about a private group that's hidden away that no one knows about, that they can't have direct access to unless they are actually logged into Facebook and or unless they are added into the group. They want to know about like, okay, this person, you know, is someone that I could just go to Google right now, type in their name, and all of this stuff has come up with all their good work. I can see lots and lots of articles on them. I can see lots of events, you know, that's what the media are looking for. I remember once I tried to get a couple of my contestants into a newspaper, and the lady said to me, well, I've gone to Google, where are they? Who are they? Because I can't see them. You know, that's how the media are. They don't have time. They don't have time to waste. They don't want people to waste their time with people that, you know, they're thinking, okay, well, what's going on? Like, I thought you said these people are inspirational. What have they done? Sometimes the media can be very ruthless and very cutthroat, and so that's, you know, I had to say, yes, they've done good work. You know, they're up and coming. That's why you probably haven't seen things, but don't you worry about that, because believe me, they are doing good work. They're up and coming, though, and that's why maybe they're not coming up onto Google. But as they continue on, they're going to have lots of, you know, that's what we want this opportunity, by the way, because we believe that they need more publicity, they need more recognition, and that's how you sell yourself as well. So sometimes they may think, oh, who are you? You've done nothing much. You just have to sell yourself as a rising star rather than saying that you've arrived. Okay, so another thing that I want to talk about, which is step number 6, the fifth way for you to break into the media. This is all about sending press releases. Okay, so I really want to encourage you to create a biography of yourself or a profile, but basically with your before. So how you all started, you know, even including things like you were born in London in 1955 and so on and so forth. Yes, go there. All you need to do for this is just go and check out someone like, for example, Mariah Carey's biography, and just create your own one that's similar to that. In your biography, you want to really talk about the fact that, you know, how you started, the before, where you are now, and you know, where you're going as well. So you want to talk about, really talk about your story, talk about your achievements, talk about your successes, talk about your desire to change the world, to make a difference, to inspire people, to be a role model, whatever it is that you want to do. You want to weave this into your biography, and you want to be sending this out regularly. I know someone that sends a press release every single week, you know, so I think that I don't do that, even though I could and I should really, but
the truth is, when you get to a certain level where you're in the media all the time, sometimes the media will actually require even more from you. So maybe they will be like, okay, well, how can we turn this into a business opportunity? They might be like, okay, well, you know, let's talk about business. And sometimes I think, oh, you know, I'm not really sure if I want to partner or if I want to, because at this stage, sometimes I'm asked to do things like, okay, would you write for our magazine for, you know, 3 months? Or could you actually create your own show on our radio show? You know, this is the stuff that starts happening. This is what's happening to me these days. Like, not even just these days, but for a while, people have been asking me to join this program, to be a guest on the show, a regular guest every week or something like that. And sometimes I think, oh, I'm not really sure yet if I want to do that, because it's definitely a responsibility. And also, it's the, you know, I might want to be paid a certain amount of money that I'm not sure I want to, you know, when you just think, not really sure about that. So I definitely want you to think about what you're sure about and what you're not sure about, like what you would be willing to do, what you're not willing to do, because that is another thing as well. With the media, they do offer you a lot of opportunities, and you need to be able to know whether, do I want to do that or not? You know, I remember when I was listening to Marie Forleo, because I did B-School Marie Forleo, and basically she said that, you know, when she was offered an opportunity to have her own show, she declined that opportunity because she didn't think that it was all about her, and she didn't think it was right for her. So that's an example of what I'm talking about, that sometimes just because you're given a big opportunity, you have to also look within yourself and say, does my gut instinct agree with this? Is it really coming from the heart, or am I just doing this just because it seems popular or I just want to be famous? Try not to go into the media for the sake of being famous, because people that go in there just to be famous end up just being famous for being famous, and they get nowhere, really. They just have, you know, a reputation of being a bimbo or something like that, and you don't want that kind of reputation. You want a reputation of you are famous because of your good work as a motivational speaker, or because you're a wonderful church leader, or because you are a wonderful TV presenter, or because of the fact that you have amazing skills in art and photography, or whatever it is. You want to be known for your work and for the beauty of, you know, your beauty, the beauty of your heart, the beauty of your character, and obviously your physical looks as well, is a very, very great bonus, you know, as well. But this does not mean that you have to be necessarily gorgeous to be in the media, because you can be, you know, people, there are different shapes and sizes in the media. And I'm sure you are just gorgeous for stop, like completely. However, don't be intimidated by, oh my goodness, I need to be, you know, zero. I need to be, we have the whitest teeth ever. I need to, because all that will come with time. I'm not talking about you being a size zero, because I don't think you need to be a size zero. I think you need to be yourself. But what I mean is that the beauty that you want will all come, like looking refined, the wonderful suit, all of those things will come as you progress in the media. So don't feel like you have to be perfect to be in the media, because it's just not true. Okay, so the next area is guest posting. Many entrepreneurs know this one, and they do this often. And even people that just want to be in the media, like, for example, if you want an editor of a magazine or something like that, a lot of you would be doing that, sending press releases. Guest posting. However, what I would say with guest posting is, I think, to be honest with you, it's something that you should do more of when you're established, rather than trying to be established through guest posting. I know it's a great way to build your list, but I would say that it really isn't the best way to break into the media. I would say that it's something that you should do more of when you've had a few press releases, a few magazine features, a few TV interviews, and a few, and when you've built your brand, because you could guest post, and then people would go to your blog or website and see not much. And so it's kind of like a waste of the fans' time or the media's time to promote you, and then there's not much going on. I think it's better to have a lot going on, and then you go and start guest posting, so that when they do go to your website or your blog or your YouTube, there are things for them to see and be hooked into. Because the thing about the fans is they want more. Like when they... oh my goodness, they've gone to her blog now. And then if you don't even blog, and you know, they've signed up now to your newsletter, and yes, they're going to receive a newsletter from you, But the days that you're not sending out a newsletter, they want to be reading something, whether it be a blog post, whether it's watching a video. And if you're not posting things, they can equally get resentful because they feel like, oh my goodness, you know, they've just left us in the lurch. You know, she's just, you know, I've signed up to her, you know, newsletter and I just can't see anything on online about her. And, you know, you just don't want them to have that kind of resentment. And honestly, I know what I'm talking about because I've had people email me and say, oh, you're not sending me the confidence stuff anymore. And I really need more of this confidence building, you know, videos and inspirational words you're sending. Like, where are you? You know, because when, like, sometimes I might be making videos and then I might stop and they're like, oh, where are you? Where are you? So believe me, and even me, myself as a fan of some of these wonderful people out there in the world, like when they just stop doing the good work, maybe they take a break for a couple of weeks. I just think, oh, where are you? Why didn't you create a video this week? Like, you're just setting us down. That's what I was thinking in my head, even though I know that they're probably busy and they're trying their best. But sometimes it can be like, oh, relying on that one, rely on that video. So definitely consider guest posting as more of something that you do after you get a few press releases and magazine features and TV interviews and so on and so forth. And I would say when you're more established with your brand. So that, because also you just don't want to be so amateur. And then, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but I just think that you should let your work speak for itself. Let your work do the talking first, and then you can now do some talking. And that's what, to be honest, that's what I mainly did. I focused more on just, you know, making videos on YouTube, lots and lots of videos on YouTube, lots of blogging and all sorts of random stuff that I was doing online. And then eventually I did start guest posting, and I was even invited to guest post rather than me trying to offer my guest posting skills when, you know, nobody was really asking at the time. I think it's better. And like I said, the reason why I think this is just because of your audience and also because of the fact that I really believe that it's important that you establish yourself and focus on that. Right? Because it's a bit like, this is how it is. When you guest post and you don't really have a following or anything like that, of course you're still building yourself up, you're trying to become a rising star and everything, but it can also be seen as a slimy strategy, like, oh, I just want to get something from you rather than give. Whereas when you have made it and then you're contributing after having some kind of, whether it just be that, yes, I've got, you know, I've made 5 videos on YouTube and, you know, I've been consistently doing that, or whether it be consistently doing a podcast show. I mean, even if you only have 100 followers, but you're doing something good in the world, you know, or whether it be even events you attend or raise the money for charity, you're really proving yourself. Then I feel like, yeah, they're going to be more interested than you just go into them and say, oh, hi, you know, I don't have any followers. I don't have any, you know, I don't have no videos on YouTube, no podcast show. I don't really do anything online. However, I do want to be on your blog and write a blog post. I just don't think it's the right way. But at the same time, you've got to do what's good for you. And if you think, oh, do you know what I need to do this? Then definitely do it, because it's about doing what you think is best for you. But I'm just speaking from a media perspective. I'm speaking as somebody that's in the media, and I'm speaking from the perspective of when I studied media as well, like having studied media studies and also studied mass communications and sociology. I know what the media like, what they don't like, and I know that they don't like slime. And if you can do this, do guest posting in a way that's not slimy, then definitely go for it. Okay, so in terms of guest posting as well, what do you need to do in your guest posting? Guest posting is when you basically write for other blogs, or whether it be just basically writing for other blogs. So instead of them posting something, you'd be posting something, whether it be an article, giving advice, you could give tips and tricks and so on and so forth. But like I said, I believe if you're an expert in the area, then it's going to make what you're doing so much more profound, rather than being, you're not an expert and then you're just writing and, you know, there's no depth to what you're writing. How you can be an expert as well is, let's say you've got a degree in a certain topic, or you've done some training in a certain topic, you're qualified in a certain topic. Maybe you've worked in a field for a very long time. Let's say you've been a career advisor all your life, and then you set up a new business, and then you want to do a guest on career advice, giving career advice. That's actually okay, because you've been in that background. You've been in that field. Okay, so another area now, we're going to move on to step 7, and this is all about making appearances. Now, this is very similar to attending live events, and However, the difference with this one and the other one, which is attending live events, is basically when you make appearances, it's basically to support good causes. You're specifically going there, you know, making an appearance at the red carpet event, making an appearance at a charity fundraising event to support the good work that's been done. So, for example, when Kim Kardashian goes onto these red carpet events, she's making an appearance. She's going to the Grammy show to support that event. She's going, or it could be she's going there to wear the Givenchy dress, and that's to support Givenchy. Do you get what I mean? Or maybe, you know, let's say somebody like Mariah Carey, she goes to a charity fundraising event. She's going there to promote their event, to help them out, to show her face, to show that, you know, I'm supporting this cause because I'm a celebrity, I'm very famous, and I know you need people to come, and I know that if I go there, it's going to help your event. Okay, so that's what you want to do. You want to start being involved in going to events to support these projects, to support businesses, to support organizations that are up and coming, youth projects. It could be speaking at an event like a conference or a workshop. It could be just lending your hand or lending your voice or lending your, you know, being there for people that are up and coming, businesses that need you, and so on and so forth. Sometimes this could be paid appearances. So maybe you could be paid to cut the ribbon for a boutique, or whether it be cut the ribbon for a youth charity that's been set up. Yes, you may get those paid opportunities, but it could also be for free and doing it as free work just as a way of being a blessing. So that's what I want to encourage you to do. And I really think it would be a very, very, very good thing. And now I'm going to give you a bonus tip on how you can break into the media. And how you can break into the media is a bonus tip, is for you to basically really, really, really focus on networking as well. Now, I've talked about this a little bit. I really did mention it. But I also think you should network with people online as well. So network in real life, but network online. And the way I would say that you should network is try and basically build relationships rather than trying to just give out your business card. So don't just be like, oh, here's my business card, everybody. Here's my business card. Here's my business card. Instead, be on a mission to get to know people, get to show that love, show that you're interested in what they're doing. And when you are featured in a magazine or in a newspaper or in on television, always try and keep that relationship going with the TV host, with the company. Like, for example, you could send them flowers, you could text them from time to time, send them a phone call, you know, just keep showing that, oh, how are you doing? You could send another press release from time to time. You could say, oh, I'm happy to come back on the show. You know, do them a favor, scratch their back, they'll scratch yours. And obviously I'm talking about it in a very authentic and clean way, by the way. So, you know, be there for them. Don't just use them and then be done with them. Oh, I've been on your magazine now, bye. I know you're not thinking of it that way, but sometimes the media are so used, like mediapreneurs, they're so used to people wanting something from them, and then when they get it, they're gone. So be the different one. Be somebody that is not just, oh, I take something, I'm out of here. But be back. Be the kind of person that keeps in touch. You send the email. Like, I remember once when I featured in a magazine, but I featured on the website of the magazine. You know, they sent me a magazine. And from time to time, they send me an email to say, how am I doing? Would you be interested in working with us again? And, you know, would you be interested in writing for us and stuff like that? And I think it's just so lovely. I love those follow-up emails because it just shows they care. You know, anyone that follows up with you by sending you an email, it's just showing they care. They want to know, you know, they want to work with you again. They want to know how you're doing. And even if it seems like they just want something, believe me, there are people out there that don't even care about contacting you. Or that they won't even say, well, you know, do you want to work with me again? Would you be interested in doing that again? They would never. They just don't care. So it's so wonderful when you do get people that care. So definitely be the kind of person to show that you care as well. Like I said, one of the great ways to do this would be by sending like a thank you note. It could be a thank you present from time to time, you know, just Christmas cards, for example, something like that. And yeah, these are my tips. So I finished completely. If you by any chance have a question you want to ask me, please do call into the show and I'll definitely take your call. You could just need to type, there's a Skype button, or you could call in. The number is 516-418-5967. Because this show is very new, in terms of what me coming back to the show. I doubt I'm going to have anyone calling in. I often do have people call in. However, I don't always answer it because I never really used to think of the idea of, okay, let someone come on the show, unless I'd actually booked for them to be on the show as a speaker, as a someone else interviewing. However, I'm happy to start taking your calls in future. And also, I'll be more than happy to actually answer your questions that you send me through the internet as well. So definitely look out for all of that. And I'm going to wrap up the show in a minute. But before I go, I want to say to you that I would love to actually work with you if you're interested in working with me one-on-one. If you need help implementing all of these different ideas that I've been sharing with you, I would love for you to not struggle on your own anymore. Like if you think, oh my goodness, I'm just struggling, I've got all these tips now she's giving me, but I don't know how to implement them, I would love to work with you one-on-one. And I'm offering success coaching. I call festive success coaching. The reason why I call it that is because I really believe that your dream life is waiting for you, and some of us are settling for second best. We are not doing the things that we love. We are not in the careers that we want to be in, or whether it be having the businesses that we want to have. And we're not really traveling into the new countries and cities, exploring cultures, going to these events. And I really believe that I'm the type of person that is doing a lot of that, even though I still have my own, you know, things. Then there are lots of more things I would love to do. But I definitely think I've had a lot of pieces of the pie in terms of the traveling experience, organizing events, being on television, being in media, you know, setting up my own shows, having lots of fans and followers, and being able to make lots of money through my online presence. Yeah. And I think to myself, imagine, okay, if with just, you know, some thousands of views and so on and so forth, imagine if I, you know, went up to having something like, I mean, at the moment, for example, with YouTube, I have 160,000 views on YouTube. If that went up, like let's say I went up to having 500,000, I mean, imagine how much more money I would make. So I do think that publicity is very important and success is very important because it can make a difference in your money or whatever it is. So if you're interested, please do send me an email to info@queenchomaworld.com. Or what you could do as well is you could just visit my website, which is www.queenchomaofficial.com, and send me a message through the website, and I will set up a discovery call with you. I would love for us to do that. You could speak for 30 minutes for free and talk about your goals, dreams, and aspirations, and I'll help you to get a couple of breakthroughs. If you mention one of the areas that you're struggling with most, we can have a session, and then we can talk about my packages and see if you'd want to work with me more. I have three packages, 90-minute session, I have a 5-week package, and I also have a 3-month package. And I'm looking to work with 7 people a month. So make sure you do reach out to me if you're interested. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm wrapping up the show right now, sending you kiss, and I'm sending you lots of love, and God bless you, and take care. Bye.